Earlier this year, a Russian consul was diagnosed with COVID-19 during home quarantine in North Point. In another case, the children of a foreign consul violated rules on self-isolation by leaving their home in Taikoo Shing without permission and going around in the community. Both cases have highlighted the risks of quarantine exemption, and it was by sheer luck that they did not lead to the spread of the disease in the community. What is more, Hollywood star Nicole Kidman and several aides were granted quarantine exemption when they came to Hong Kong for filming. Although the authorities stressed that they had followed the restrictions when staying in the city, the public have serious doubt about whether it is necessary to offer such kind of quarantine exemption arrangement for celebrities. Similarly, the granting of the same quarantine exemption privileges to the children of a foreign consul and allowing them to self-quarantine on a densely populated estate is problematic. Not only is the abolition of the quarantine exemption arrangements for most exempted groups a response to the concerns of experts from the mainland and an effort to pave the way for border reopening, but it will also plug a long-standing loophole of the city in guarding against the import of COVID-19. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.